Chapter 1. Predator Becomes the Prey. Get yourself ready. Miss Amaris Lucas clapped her hands together, her eyes glinting as she scanned the room, stealing on Ava sitting beside me. We're going to be having another mock hunt this morning. The entire class groaned in unison, bitching and snarling rippling through every student, but not me. And not the rest of my crew. Another mock hunt? Even after we'd gone to Principal Stone and begged her, no more killing of animals. She didn't care about what we wanted. She'd never even lifted her gaze from the paperwork on her desk. Instead, she just muttered, "I'll look into it," and shooed us away with a wave of her hand. That had been 3 days ago. Plenty of time to make sure the mock hunt didn't go ahead. I turned my head, catching Ava across her arms against her PETA t-shirt, which exclaimed, "Animals have rights." She'd taken a stance against these mock hunts that used real live bait, and so help us to the ancients and back. We were gonna back her. She'd tied her blonde hair into a ponytail and painted dark makeup around her eyes, reminding me of a warrior. Guess that was the look she was going for. Miss Lucas cut a glare across the mass of bodies in the class and snapped, "That's enough." There was a second where the manic gleam in her eyes shone a little brighter. "This class will not be dictated to. We will not be bullied. We will not bow down to the whims of a select few."
"Whims?"
Ava snarled.
"Whims?"
I reached out, placed one hand against her arm, stilling her rage. Miss Lucas had turned into a right royal bitch in the interim from last semester. But it didn't matter. She wasn't the only one who'd changed. I glanced at the schedule, freezing at the lone class standing above all the rest. It was a class for one. A class designed for the understudy of the ancient. A class especially for me. I shuddered, swallowing my excitement. Once the mayhem following my birthday had died down, and Hermond had been dealt with by the ancient, I'd attended the Great Hall and met with the ancient vampire in private. I glanced at Ava, who turned to meet my gaze with a savage smirk, as I struggled to find an adequate description for the meeting. It had been unusual, to say the least. Chairs scraped against the floor. I turned to the three wolves who hadn't moved, and one by one they turned to meet me. Judas, the dark brown-eyed alpha, who just exuded sex appeal, and Bond, the sandy-haired beta behind him, were all business, making an imposing duo. But Adam Nero, the raven-haired, blue-eyed wolf, and you had a pack that rules the hallways of this academy. Each one turned their gaze to find mine, and I was lost within the power, drunk on desire, overcome with that word. The word I wasn't saying. No way. No how. And I suddenly forgot how to move. Remember Nero saying their pack shares. Did that mean sharing a girlfriend? Hell, were we official now? But how would it work? Especially with my father hating their kind. With everything I'd seen and experienced lately, it felt like the entire world seemed to be hovering on a knife's edge. Tensions were high. All we needed was one goddamn push and chaos would descend and the beasts would go to war with one another. And the only ones who'd come out winners were the witches waiting in the wings, ready to come in and steal all the money and power they could get their greedy little hands on. "Let's go. Now." Miss Lucas snarled from the doorway, as the rest of the class filed out like good little students. I shoved my chair backwards. Ava and the boys followed. A bitter breeze carved through the hallway to burst through the open door, making me reach for my jacket. But the icy gust wasn't the only thing making me and the others pile thick down jackets over our immortal bodies. Empty glass vials clinked in the pockets. A smile curled my lips as I shrugged the jacket on and headed for the doorway, listening to the heavy footfalls behind me.
"Looks like it's going to be another killer day out there, Miss Lucas,"
Ava muttered as she passed. I stifled a snicker and followed the rest of the class along the hallway and then out of the main building of Beastess Academy. The name was fitting. We were beasts in more ways than one. Vampires, shifters, ghouls, and demons. We all congregated within these walls, studying to be better. Just not today. Today we were saviors. Even if we infected the most helpless rabbits with demon blood, we had a lesson to teach the teachers. Catcalls and hoots of laughter followed the snickers and growls. Even though they hated the inconvenience of another hunt, they were more than ready for an excuse to rip and tear. Miss Lucas was perfectly fine adding more bunnies to the long list of training equipment we used.
"I've got a surprise this time," she called out as we stepped into the wooded area of the ground of our school. "I managed to find 10 rabbits. I've not numbered them this time. I want you to grab as many as you can."
"Yeah, looks like rabbit for breakfast," one of the guys roared.
"Miss Lucas," Ava spoke loud enough to draw her gaze, "I'm going to ask you one more time. Please reconsider this. It's a cruel and unnecessary act."
But the demon shone on the teacher's gaze. Hazel eyes changed to black for a heartbeat before they were murky green once more.
"This is going ahead,"
she snarled with the curl of her lips.
"Whether you like it or not."
I shoved my hands into my pockets, one curling around the 3 empty vials, and the other a set of clamps that were supposed to be around the locks on the rabbits' cages.
"Okay,"
Ava said slowly and calmly, a little too calmly as she glanced to me.
"We tried."
"We sure did," I murmured and followed the rest of the class. One glance at the wolves and they just gave a shrug, ready to carry out our plan. Miss Lucas, sick of waiting, surged forward with the rest of the class. There was almost a goddamn hitch in her step in her excitement. Nesrin and her cat gang turned and stared at us. They were weary after what happened at my birthday. There hadn't been one snarl or hiss from any of them since. They were waiting for someone to push us before we pushed back. Then they'd know exactly how strong our little band of misfits was. The events of my birthday party had solidified an unspoken pact between Ava, me, and the wolves. The guys had jumped in and helped without question. They'd put their lives in danger, and in my books, that made them friends. Well, more, but I wasn't really ready to decipher those emotions yet.
"Are you ready, class?"
Miss Lucas called out. I dragged my hand from my pocket, clutching the empty vials. Remnants of black demon blood clung to the sides and pooled at the bottom. Blood that was now racing through the bunnies like lightning. Nesrin's eyes widened, as the clasps jingled in my other hand, and Miss Lucas's frantic words tore through the trees in the distance.
"Oh my! Wait! Wait, run!"
She screamed and screamed and screamed. The terrified sounds of predators turned prey almost warmed my undead heart from the bitter grasp of the winter wind.
"You'd better run," I murmured to Nesrin and the others.
Breely wrenched her gaze to movement as a tiny gray rabbit tore from the clearing, the perfect, soft, downy white fur of its nose already soaked with crimson blood. It hissed. Terrified wails filled the air as the 5 of us turned and ran.
and the screams carried all the way through the open doors of the main buildings as we passed through and along the halls. Teachers and students stopped and stared. Principal Stone stepped out of her office, her gaze drifting to the torturous sound. "School is back, bitches. And this time, we weren't going to be pushed around."